Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. This is your program host. This is Brenda K. Sanders. Glad that I could join you again. I'm glad that you could join me listening to the program again today. Definitely thank you for that. I do not take that for granted because the message that I am promoting or espousing here is very important. It's a very important message. And I know there may be those of you out there that are saying, oh, she has an axe to grind. Well, not really. I have a message for you and hopefully others, warn others of what's happening in our judicial systems, whether it be criminal, civil, or otherwise. And the injustices that we see on the street with police officers and so forth are moving into the courtroom areas. They're moving into the prosecutor's office. It's moving into the courtroom and the judges. And therefore, if we're going to have justice, we are going to have to focus on all of those areas for cleanup. Because I've been reading some articles today that convinced me that it's not just me, Brenda K. Sanders, a person that has been wronged, a person that has been victimized. And in the Michigan legal system, I mean, this is probably the second or third time. So, you know, there's a deep root of corruption in the legal system in Michigan. But it reaches and stretches everywhere. And I don't think, I'm not practiced in all of the states, of course, and I'm not even trying to convey that image. I have practiced in maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states. Maybe I got a pro hoc vici, that means a temporary permission to practice in some places. And you know, other than I practice in Texas, I practice in South Carolina. Let's see, where else? Of course, Michigan and I believe Ohio. But you know, turning into a haven of corruption and dishonesty, just like everywhere else. And that's bad news for our communities. That is bad news for us because, like I said, we expect that when we go to a courthouse, you know, I think now maybe people are going to start, and they have been distrusting the political systems, that is. Why vote? It doesn't make any difference. Things are not going to change. But then when you go into a court hall, a courtroom, and you have a new air of corruption, or that things are already planned out before you get there, that is really causing a corrosion in our communities. It's a breakdown, if you will. And as one of the articles that I read today reflects, one of the authors reflects, I was reading, going through the Huffington Post articles on the same subject, thinking to myself, wow, this is not just one isolated incident of injustice. It is pervasive. It is widespread. It is touching and ruining America. And there are, thank goodness, there are some good journalists. I mean, I guess yesterday I was telling, well, the local journalists in Detroit, I'm totally distrusting them. I'm here to say that as far as it concerns me, if totally lied, totally promoted untruth, lies, and a deliberate untruth is what I want to say on me and in my case. And so if they'll do it in my case, I'm sure they've done it in other cases. Maybe they've done it in the case of Kwame Kilpatrick and some other leaders that have been deliberately removed from their public seats based on corruption. Now, I ask the question, how can corruption remove corruption? Is there a double standard? Corruption tries to remove corruption. I'm saying I wasn't corrupt at all, and I maintain my innocence totally. In fact, I did nothing wrong, and I don't want to sound like, you know, I don't know who said that before, but nothing. I did not do anything wrong at all. So you say, what are you doing, the target of these very vicious charges and lies? Well, our system, a judicial system, is turning upside down. That is, what is dishonest? Those who don't have integrity, those that are not concerned about the community, they're being elected and appointed to public seats so that they can continue the oppression that we are feeling in our communities. The atmosphere of lawlessness is being promoted. And I'm thinking, it's not just me. It's not just me. It wasn't me, just me, when I was in law school and was kicked out and made to start all over before I filed a lawsuit and they filed an injunction preventing it. Oh, and then we did our homework and found, no, it wasn't just me. The 107 other students who had been treated the same way. It was a corruption scheme, a revolving door scheme to get money. And again, I don't believe it's just me. Again, we have to review, reevaluate our judicial system and find out who is being sustained in the system and why, what decisions are allowed to go forth, what rules are being violated, and why. It's very important because it's going to cause the total corrosion and collapse of our community, and I'm convinced of this. In support of what I'm saying, I always like to undergird what I'm saying with some authority, and I was going through the Huffington Post articles today, and this particular journalist, John Whitehead, seemed to have the same idea. I'm like, this guy is sitting in an office, probably in Manhattan somewhere, writing these articles. Where did he get it from? where did he get the idea there was mass corruption and prosecutorial misconduct in our courtrooms in America? Well, he had the idea. In fact, I'm going to read a part of his article here. This is just the, and in fact, what I did is Googled prosecutorial misconduct. That is a public official who engages in wrongdoing, and people are starting to take notice. These are the people that we thought were going to uphold right doing, justice, integrity. And yet these are the people that are doing everything they can to destroy it, and in the process, destroying our trust in the American legal system. John Whitehead writes, and this is Huffington Post, "The days of hollow, H-O-L-L-O-W, justice, courts of order, and government-sanctioned tyranny." You hear me? "The Constitution is no safeguard against government wrongdoing, such as SWAT team raids, domestic surveillance, police shooting." What else does he name? And prosecutorial misconduct. So this article goes on and on about how now our system of justice is compromised because of these things. And there is a resulting nightmare, because the system that we trusted in, that we thought was right, the system that we thought was going to uphold justice and integrity, is in fact the system that's engaging in wrongdoing. He talks about the criminal justice system in particular, where there are wrongful convictions going forth every day, and prosecutors who refuse, knowing they have the evidence now, the evidence that exonerates a defendant, they refuse to overturn the sentences. And what is that about? What is that about? Is that about personal pride or personal success, not wanting to admit that you're wrong? But it's so widespread that this journalist beginning to write about it, and he wrote more than one article about it. That's just very, very, it's disheartening to know that it happens. Well, I know that it happens because I've been a part of the judicial system. I've seen it happen over and over again. To take down a lawfully law-abiding judge, call them half a doctor, call them mentally ill and unfit for their office in the presence of everyone is political tyranny and just wrong. And the prosecutor that did it is engaging in misconduct, and something should be done about it. There are organizations, though, that do target prosecutorial misconduct. I found one, the prosecutor integrity.org. This is an organization that targets, highlights prosecutors who engage in wrongdoing. And my question is this: if they're engaging in wrongdoing, why are they still prosecutors? Why do we sustain and protect these people? Why do we sustain and protect police officers that continually do wrong over and over and over? And so it's building this nightmare, as John Whitehead talks about, this nightmare of injustice, of people that are being treated wrongly. And he puts, this is something I pulled out of the article. He says, our government fails to acknowledge that prosecutors, judges, and police bear the burden of our failed justice system, along with the legislators and corporations who have worked with them to create an environment Every American is now in jeopardy of being targeted and punished for a crime he did not commit. Thanks to an overabundance of arcane laws, we have done absolutely nothing to correct injustice. And what happens? Injustice continues to proliferate over and over and over and over. And our justice systems, our court systems are compromised to the degree that there is widespread distrust and widespread injustice. My question to you today was, what are you going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? I'm still working to do something about it, not only for myself, but for others that have to face and go into that particular venue or scenario for legal relief. And if we continue to ignore injustices, we're just going to get even more massive injustice, which is going to really erode the truthful and fabric of our society. It's not there. I know it sounds like I'm making some speech for the Constitution, but it's becoming real. It's the real deal. Now, I have a lot of friends that like scandal. They love to look at scandal. I never look at it because I said, you know, so much of that show is real life that it is very heartbreaking to watch. It's no longer funny. It's no longer entertaining to look at. It's something that we need to be addressed. It needs to be addressed. It needs to be something that we need to do something about. And so we are going and seeking to be empowered so that we can address these things and that they hopefully will not get out of hand. Because once one thing, you know, somebody gets away with one thing, then they're going to be looking to get away with something else. And it's about time that we join together and put forth some effort to reinvent or renovate the American justice system, in particular in Michigan, is what I'm referring to, because that's what I have firsthand personal knowledge of, and that is what I believe that we need to do. I'm starting with my hand up to do what I can do. And so I'm asking you to join me at any particular time. You can contact me if you have want to offer some help. If you have forums in which you might be interested in having me or someone like me come to speak to voice our opinion about the legal system. And you may contact me at bks1233 at outlook.com. You may go to the link at blogtalkradio.com/settingtherecordstraight2015 if you wish to listen to an archived broadcast of this episode. I would really like to hear from you about this issue, and nothing is too bad, nothing is too good, but I would love to hear what you have to say about it. Well, thanks again for listening to the broadcast, and talk to you next time.